This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Different Country, Different Medicine. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Sri Jayadeva is a big public hospital in the south of India, in Bangalore. It has 1,100 beds, and every part of this hospital is really crowded at all times. Every seat is taken, people are sleeping in the hallways, so staff there decided to turn the crowds into a resource. Mary Rose Abram reports.
Cardiac patient Sidlapa, who goes by one name, is 58 years old, and he's waiting to get an angiogram.
He's in a very good mood for being in a hospital.
This happens to everyone. All of us are not going to be healthy all the time. As long as you live, you should be happy and enjoy life, and then move on.
In fact, along with the heart procedure, he kind of sees this as a chance to see Bangalore for the first time. Sidlapa's hometown is an 8-hour drive from the city. He's here with his wife and two of his 7 children. For an Indian hospital, that's actually a pretty small entourage. It's not unusual for patients to bring their entire extended family along. 6 years ago, some American students from Stanford University noticed the overflow and saw not a problem, but a solution. What if those waiting family members could play a more active role in patients' care?
That's the first and foremost thing they observed in the Indian healthcare system. Like when they were visiting hospital, like there's just one patient, but there are like 10 relatives who is behind him.
That's Anand Kumar. He is a nurse who has worked with those students almost from the start. The students launched a plan to educate family members who often know little about what's going on with their loved one.
When you talk to them, okay, what happened to the patient, how he's doing, they're still, you know, unclear about the patient's situation. They don't even know like what procedure the patient gone through, how to take care of him back in the home.
Today, the Care Companion program turns waiting family into active healthcare helpers. It's run by a social nonprofit called Nura Health.
So, ellarigu namaskara. Ellare kannada baruttala?
Okay.
It's late afternoon visiting hours in the men's cardiology ward. Naveen Kumar gathers patients and their family members and turns the hallway into a classroom. There's an instructional video. Nurse Naveen alternates between playing the video and talking to the group.
When they go discharged, and when they got discharged, and when they go to the house, and it's the responsibility of the family members, like maybe wife or husband or son, daughter, to take care of the patients, so that it's our duty to train them.
Sidlapa, the heart patient we met earlier, doesn't read or write, but he seemed to learn a lot just by watching the presentation.
I have to eat less food and be careful about my diet. I should wash my hands before eating, and I should be very careful about the weight that I lift. And I should not lift anything that's very heavy. I also learn not to smoke, not to drink, not to chew tobacco and pan.
Nura Health says the program has collected data to show nearly a quarter less readmissions for cardiac patients and more than 70% reduction in complications after hospital discharge. Here's Nurse Anand Kumar again.
So if they are trained well, if they are empowered, definitely the outcome of patient care, you know, it improves a lot. Also, the moment that happens, automatically, again, it reduces the burden on the healthcare economy.
I spoke with a young mother, Jyothyama Ulugeshia, through a translator.
They have conducted an operation and they're saying the baby is fine now. 2 days back, the baby developed some breathing difficulty, so they put a pipe. But now, the baby is okay.
Jyothyama's son Ramesh is 8 months old. He has a heart defect. Their home is 270 miles away, and they want to stay close to the baby. So at night, Jyothyama, her husband, and her uncle sleep on the floor outside his room. It's been nearly a month. Jyothyama's not sure, but she thinks she's about 15 years old, though she looks to be closer to 18. She never went to school, but yesterday, She attended a family training session.
I learned not to hold the baby from the underarms because that would increase pressure on the wound, and to hold the baby by giving support to the head and the body. If the baby starts to crawl, you can allow the baby to do so, provided you make sure the floor is really clean.
These basic guidelines can be life-changing. Vasanta Kumari is the nurse supervisor for the pediatric recovery.
If we don't give any interaction, like no interaction or any classes or any education for the parents, the prognosis of the surgery, the use of the surgery may not be happen. Patient may die because of improper care of the baby, improper feeding, improper hygiene.
That young mother, Jyotiyamma, is hoping to bring her son Ramesh home soon.
I will be happy when I see my baby playing the way he did when he was younger. I just want him to get back to how he was.
Mary Rose Abram reported this story from Bangalore, India.